So good morning. You know, it's funny how things work. Well, first I'm going to start with public service announcement. Back on the visitor stand, there's a bunch of heartbeat magnets. Kim dropped those off, or Sally dropped these off at our house for the church. It's got numbers on there and whatever, if you want to take three or four. And, you know, if you come into somebody who has that need, pass those numbers along or whatever. It's funny how God works. Dwayne basically talked about direction. What was the word, Dwayne? What direction? What was it?
Guidance.
Okay, guidance. And the title that I used, it's in the bulletin, I can't remember, what is it? Something 2020, right? Purpose. So, purpose and guidance are going to go together, and Dwayne and I don't talk, Dwayne and I didn't collaborate on any of this. But before I get started, I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your guidance, we thank you for your purpose in our lives, Lord. And we just ask you to enhance that. And if there's somebody here that doesn't know their purpose, their life, Lord, let them take what you're bringing today and just expand on that and dig deep so that they know their purpose in our lives today, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. So, you know, I'm not big on New Year's resolutions, New Year's whatever, because you know what happens with those? We are now, 12 days into the new year. I guarantee some of those resolutions that people made on January 1st are long out the back window. So it got me to thinking, and I'm going to pick on the Winger kids for just a second. You're still both in here? Yeah, they are. So Jackson, I saw him Friday night, and he had this little sliver of a black eye. And I said, man, what happened? He said, oh, I got, you know, basketball. Okay. I can tell you that in junior high, if those kids are practicing with that much purpose, that he has a shiner like that, I can't wait to watch what they're going to do in the next 6 years. Lexi, I'm going to challenge her because I have a purpose for Lexi. And I think God does too, because God loves Northmore softball. And I have two or three extra gloves at our house, and I would really love to see Lexi put one of those gloves on and come play second base for Northmore softball. I don't think she's going to. I don't think she fully understands her purpose yet, and that's okay. I'm just kidding. But as I think about our purpose in the new year, what do we want? What are some things we want from our lives this year? You can name them out. Wow, okay. Well, I'll tell you what people probably think. I want more money. I want to be happy. I want to be a better person. I want to have a bigger house. I want to have a bigger, newer car. I want to have whatever it is. I want to lose 50 pounds. But the problem with resolutions are we set that goal. Like for me, okay, I'm going to say my resolution. I want to lose 80 pounds, okay? I don't think it's possible for me to lose 80 pounds. I mean, I'm already slim, okay? So I set that goal, and then I get frustrated, okay? Guys, today I'm going to tell you, we have a purpose. Now, I want you to look over here. The Holy Spirit, now think about some of the things I said, money, happiness, but the fruit of the Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. There is no law against these things. We say we want to be happier. What about joy? Do we understand how good joy is? Guys, I'd rather be joyful than happy. I'd rather show love than have a big checkbook. I'd rather have peace with what is going on inside of me than to struggle every day with the daily things. Patience, man, I wish I had more patience, but I don't. Kindness, I'd love to be more kind. Goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, they all go together. I think our purpose, and I'm not done, but I think our purpose is summed up right here in these verses. There is no law against these things. God wants you to have these things in your life. Okay. Sometimes we get so busy and we run around like chickens with our heads cut off and we forget the purpose behind our lives. We get driven by the demands of life, not realizing what God's greater purpose for our life is. And we've all been there. I've been there. You know, for Chris and I, it's a lot easier now because, man, I don't have three kids playing sports. I don't have two kids in the choir. Shelby was never in the choir. She's a terrible singer. Never in a band either. She works hard. But I don't have three kids doing things in high school to where, man, every night of the week I am swamped. Some of you are there, have elementary kids, high school kids, whatever. Some of you are there, man. I'm telling you, in 10 years, when you're not there, you're going to say, oh, man, how nice is it to have that time off? And I wouldn't have traded all the running and all the stuff I did with my kids for the world. Because at that time, I think my purpose was to be out in the community at all their events. And I'm not sure I always was a good example of it. But I think that's what my purpose was at that time. Now my purpose has changed. Do you think our purpose can change? As we get deeper into Christ, our purpose changes. It's still the same purpose. Our purpose is to show God's love. Plain and simple. To show God's love. But the avenues we get to show that in changes depending on our life situation. So I come up with what I feel and have read and some of this stuff makes sense. There's seven keys to understanding our purpose for 2020. And I'm not talking about a church purpose. I'm talking about our individual purpose. The first key is God has a purpose for everyone. And for that, we're going to turn to Exodus. We're going to be in chapter 9. I'll give you a second. We're going to flip a lot today. And I knew I wanted to speak on purpose, and I wasn't sure where I was going to go or I'd have these all listed. But God laid all these different verses in different parts of the Bible on me, and that's what we're going to do. So Exodus chapter 9, verse 16. You know, Pharaoh was in charge of Egypt and in charge of all the Israelite slaves and in charge of a lot of things. And his world was getting rocked. Because God was sending all these plagues. And here's verse 16. This is God talking to Pharaoh. But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Guys, even those that are against us, God has a purpose for it. You know, we can look into the world and see what's going on worldwide, and man, it's a scary world. But if we can understand that at the root of that, God has a plan for every single individual on this earth. Because we learned a lot from Pharaoh, right? I know I did, because again, I'm a people learner, but I learned how when we harden our hearts, man, it don't matter what happens. We harden our hearts, our attitudes get hard, and then our expectations get hard, and then we see our world slipping away, and we clutch harder to those expectations of the people around us. Pharaoh did that. You know, when Moses first came in and said, "Hey, set my people free," and Pharaoh said, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut their straw in half and double their brick production." How's that? He got hardened. Can you imagine being Pharaoh and hearing this? "I have a purpose for your life, and I will show you how great I am." That's pretty cool. So number one, God has a purpose for everyone. Number two, I love this one. God's purpose cannot be undone. I don't care how hard you try, you're not going to screw up God's purpose for your life. Huh. Once God establishes our purpose, no one can change it. Go ahead, I'll give you the scripture. It's Job 42. A little background on Job, man, he was doing pretty well. Then God started afflicting him with different things because he was the devil. He said, "Let me have Job. I'll turn him against you." And God says, as long as Job don't harm him or don't kill him. Guess what? Job went through a whole multitude of things, and it was bad. Anybody going through a bunch of bad things in their life right now? I think if we're honest, we all are. Some are smaller than others. But we all have issues right now in our lives, right? If you don't, hallelujah. But Job, he went through a bunch. He went through to the point where his wife said, "Just turn your back on God. He's not doing any good." Job never did. Verse 42, "After all this, then Job replied to the Lord," chapter 42, starting verse 1, "I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. You ask, who is this that obscures my plans without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know." Guys, in Job's darkest time, he turned to the Lord. He said, "I know you can do all things." That's pretty cool. Like Dwayne said, sometimes when we get in the middle of dark things, or we get in the middle of things we're unsure of, what do? We shut off the technology, we shut off the Lord, and we try to do it ourselves. Has anybody else ever wondered how the farmers, I learned a lot today, because I've driven by fields and see these straight rows of corn, I wonder how, I want one of those systems for my lawnmower. Because I want my lawn to be precision straight, and it's never. I am terrible with a zero-turn mower. But that's pretty cool that there's three lights. And it shows you. Guys, this is our technology of today. This is our guidance system. That's pretty cool. Number three. I've got some things I want to finish on number two. Have you ever been in a situation and you get a door slammed in your face? And I'm not being literal. I'm saying I've prayed about something, I've worked on something, I thought that was God's plan, and all of a sudden, bam. It happens, right? Now we have two choices when that happens. We can either still continue to fight and get through that door that's not going to open and go against God's purpose, or we can look for the open door God opened for us. I've probably shared this before, but when I was in college, I didn't test very well, and it was kind of ugly. And I wanted to be a school teacher, but I wanted to teach like junior high kids, and I really wanted to be a phys ed teacher, but my uncle talked me into math for some reason. And I struggled. And by the time I got to where I knew I wasn't going to make a math major, it was too late. So I felt like that door got closed. You know, and I fought that. No, I really want to teach. I really want to teach, Lord. I know that's where you want me to be. You know, finally I said, you know what, God, you do whatever. I was working third shift at the time, and he gave me an opportunity to be promoted into management with Kmart, great place, and that kind of set my purpose for my life, and it's opened up doors that I never thought would have been opened up, but I could have still beat my head and wasted thousands, thousands, thousands more dollars going against God's purpose. At the end of the day, you know why I really wanted to teach? I guarantee you there's people here that know the reason. My wife does. Because I want 3 months off every year. I know that's why Chris, Sarah, and Brittany all teach. And I don't blame you. Thank goodness you're smarter than me and got through education. But now the real reason was I really wanted to coach. Okay? And God opened up these doors with management, and then I managed to save a lot, and now I work for Coca-Cola, and I'm driving around in my car all day doing virtually nothing. But God's allowed me to be able to coach, and I think God's purpose for my life was pretty clear. But I could have still been beating that door down to teach. And now I see the stuff these teachers go through, and there's a reason I'm not an education major. Because we'd probably still have a paddle in Matt's room, and I'd probably still paddle a couple kids. And then I'd be in the court system. Okay? Anyway, number three. God's purpose is the one that lasts. The verse is Proverbs 19:21. Think about that. If you're living life on your purpose, what's going to happen? If my only purpose in life was to have 3 daughters and raise 3 daughters, what good is my life at this point? That was part of my purpose. But if I have just that one purpose that I determined I was going to have 3 kids and raise 3 kids, what would Chris and I do now that our 3 kids are basically raised? Right? And no offense to the kids, but my favorite vacation is when Chris and I went away last summer and just got away for 4 days, and it was Chris and I. It was pretty cool. But God's purpose is the one that lasts. Proverbs 19, verse 20. Many are the plans in a human heart, but the Lord, it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. So guys, no matter what your plans here on earth are, God has a bigger plan for you. God has a bigger plan for you. And while our plan right now might be chasing our kids around and doing this and doing that, keep digging. Keep digging, because God's going to illuminate what that plan is. If you don't know it already, don't sell God short by having a short-sighted plan. Number four, every person is born with a purpose. And that's Proverbs 20. And I'm going to read, it's 20 verse 5, but I'm going to read 20 verse 5 and 20 verse 11 both. The purposes of the human heart are deep waters, but those who have insight draw them out. then in 11, even small children are known by their actions. So is their conduct really pure and upright? Guys, we all have a purpose from day number one. Does that ever blow your mind? You know, Les and I and Dwayne were talking back in the back and talking about this sickness junk and what goes on to actually smell something or what goes on to... And we talked about Dwayne's nephew, Elijah, and just how intricate the human brain is and how intricate the human body is. Guys, I'm here to tell you, before you were born, God knew your purpose. Do we understand that? Because I think some of us still don't know our purpose. Before you were born, God has a plan for you. You know, He puts all these nerve endings and all these arteries and vessels and whatever in our body. You don't think He can figure out what He wants you to do? Before you were born, God had a plan for you. Number five, God fulfills His purpose for believers. That's in Philippians. It's chapter 2. Do you ever wonder why some non-believers just seems like they coast through life? I've had that conversation with God. It's not a pleasant conversation. But I see our young Christians struggling with stuff, and then I see kids, adults, people that don't know God, don't care to know God, and they're just cruising through life. Straight A's in school, straight A's in college, go get a job, good job. God will show His plan to believers. God fulfills His purpose for all believers. Philippians 2, 12 and 13. If you're a parent, highlight this scripture. If you're a parent, highlight this scripture and paint it on your kids' walls or whatever. And if you're a human being, paint it on your wall. Do everything without grumbling. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose. Guys, it did not say that God works through there to fulfill my purpose in life. He is working through me to fulfill His purpose. You don't think we matter to God? We do. He puts up with all our garbage so that He can fulfill His purpose. Purpose. And what is His purpose? He wants a relationship with every human being on this earth. And He wants to give you salvation no matter what you've done in the past. And He wants you to have His purpose. But here's where I say to parents, to paint this on your kids' walls. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a warped and crooked generation. I'm going to sound like the old man here. I am worried what the kids in college right now are going to do for our world. The kids in high school right now are going to do for our world. Because, man, you know what we've taught them? Do what feels right. Do what feels good. You should not have any controversy. Do what feels good. Rainbows and butterflies. Guys, the world is not rainbows and butterflies. We are going to face hard decisions. We are going to face opposition. God faced opposition. Jesus faced opposition. He did it for you and for I. It's not always easy. And having God's purpose is not always easy. Even when we understand it, it's not easy. Guys, the reward is so great that it's worth it. Number six, God works through all situations to fulfill His purpose. It's going to be Romans chapter 8. And the key words I want you to take, you know, anytime you see all or words like that, pay attention. Because He's not saying, I'm gonna show you my purpose in some situations. God works through all situations to fulfill His purpose. Romans 8:28. And we will know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Guys, you're sitting here today because you got called according to God's purpose. Somewhere along the lines in your life, someone has taught you that corporate church is important. We have been called according to His purpose. So, in saying that, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. God does not want bad things to happen to us as people, as Christians. God wants to work good things in all of us. He doesn't just say Les. He doesn't just say Emily. He doesn't just say Charlotte. He wants to do it in all of us who believe. Our purpose is to show love and to believe. You know what that's called? Faith. We believe even when there's things that are going against us. Even when there doesn't seem like God's hand's in it at all, guys, trust me, God's hand is in it. You know, I'll share real quick. Shelby has done a job for a year and a half that, man, I hate it. I hate the fact that we have to have social workers, caseworkers, and children's service cases. I hate it. But it's a fact. We do have to have them. And Shelby interviewed for a job and didn't think she was going to get it, but I forced her into the interview because, Shelby, listen, you need to get through this process. You need to go through the interview process. You need to go through the application process, the resume process, the whole deal. Well, guess what? God's purpose for Shelby became pretty clear. Shelby got that job that she interviewed for, and I'm not sure where that's going to lead or where that's going to go. But it's pretty cool when you see God's purpose coming out in your kids. You know, Lindsay's where she's supposed to be. Don't get me started on that. Chris and I, and we're going to need some prayer here coming up because Lindsay leaves March 15th. And she's going to be gone for 7 months. And listen, Lindsay is the frustrating one of my three. She is a dandy. Okay? But she is who she is because God made her that way. And we're going to be sending her overseas with the military. Man, I'm not sure what the purpose of that is. I know what the end purpose is. But what I rely on is, you know what? She's been trained by the best military in the world. She's been raised and brought up to trust the best thing that ever happened to us, our God. And at the end of the day, I know she's going to be okay because God's hand's in it. So, you know, am I scared? Yeah, because I don't like when my kids aren't around. I like to talk to them every day. But I know that her purpose, she's serving her God, her purpose right now in her life. And so I look forward to that end of it, to see God working in her continuously. But and not just Lindsay and not just our family, but you know, military families all around, man, pray for them because, and they see all this stuff on social media and they see all these people bashing the president. Guys, it's not about the president at this point. It's about God's purpose. And I truly believe God's purpose is for us to be there to try to create some kind of peace. Scary. And we've got a ton of people over there in harm's way right now. And we're going to continue to have people over there. Put the military and our government and our nation in on your prayers every day. Because if they're not seeking God's purpose, we're lost. We're lost. Number 7. God has a greater purpose in saving us. We're going to go to 2 Timothy chapter 1. God has a greater purpose in saving us. I'm going to start in verse 8. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. You know, and I know I'm crazy, and I keep saying this, but guys, do we understand that God's grace was not given to me when I went in the baptismal waters? God's grace was given to me before the beginning of time. His purpose for me was to be a Christian saved by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. That was set up before the beginning of time. So again, I say, you don't think God can handle a little financial trouble? You don't think God can handle a rocky marriage? You don't think God can handle an addiction? Guys, He gave us grace before the beginning of time. And when He did that, He thought of each one of you sitting here today. He didn't just make a blanket. He thought of each believer and each Christian before the beginning of time. That is pretty awesome. So, Those seven things, if you think about them, and maybe you only got two of them, that's fine. Really delve into those two that you got. And God's purpose will be shown to you. Now, along with that, so those are purposes. I think we have a purpose as a church. And our purpose as a church grows as our members understand their purpose in their life. Our number one purpose in our God, Matthew 28:16-20. We all know it. We've all heard it. We know it as the Great Commission. Guys, it's pretty simple to me, but I'm pretty simple. 28:16-20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of age." Guys, what's God calling us to do there? He's calling us to go love people, baptize them, but He wants us to go love people. And that is our job as a church. No matter what situation we are in, whether it be financially, pastoral, whatever, our job as a church is to go out there and love people as God loved us before the beginning of time. So, where do we go from here? Number one, if you've never prayed for your purpose, pray for it. Because when you pray for it, and you ask God what your purpose is, and you wholeheartedly want to know, He's going to show you. And He's going to put you in situations with people maybe similar to you, maybe not similar to you, but that He can grow you and show you what His purpose is. And I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of sleepless nights with this thing right here if you really want to know what your purpose is. Get into here, you will know what your purpose is. But if nothing else, your purpose is to show God's love. So we're going to do an invitation song, and Les and Jess and I will be here. And if you have questions, if you have whatever, prayer concerns, guys, it is neat for us to see. The best thing about leading this church is to see the growth that we've seen spiritually in this church. You know, our numbers aren't, we're not going to set a world record for attendance.